Welcome back. We continue now in our series, our You Foundation series on meditation. And we've been looking at the pros and the cons of meditation. And the goal is to clearly convince you, if but temporarily, to seek out meditation as a strategy for you to not only develop yourself, but to help others develop. Let's take a look now at the pro side. Last time, the last video we did was on the cons. And we said that there was a lot of things that mitigate or work against not being a meditator. Or in some cases, going deeply within oneself. Some of us do that through prayer. Some of us do that through quiet time. Some of us do that through silence. There are a lot of ways to get to the inner self, and that's what we're really talking about, our inner self, our interiority versus our exteriority. We spend most of our life, it seems, on the outside. And we learn that, that's learned behavior, that takes place very early in our life. So we said that until we actually go within ourselves, we are unaware. We are unaware, and let's get our pen going here. We are unaware of who we are in God and who God is in us. There's a lot of conflict that goes on, and some of it develops into hate or judgment. And that weakens us internally and externally. We get out of touch with what reality is. Reality, to a certain extent, is not what we think it is, because we are grasping the external forces that are working against us. And we think that that's what our reality is, what we see, touch, taste, and feel. We think that's reality. But to a certain extent, it might be. Empirically, we can examine that. And then we lose touch with what we call God. Many of us call it God, but it could be the universe, nature. It could be our beingness, our suchness. And then we become unalert. That means we get into a rut. A lot of habits develop. We create a fake persona, a lot of masks we start wearing. Nobody knows who we really are. We don't know who we are ourselves. And that develops to a certain extent in a disbelief in ourselves because we never really explored who we are. Let's take a look at the pros. And the pros are many. We only name nine here. But the first one is that we become aware. We become aware, and this awareness will give this a different color. This awareness we'll give it the color of green. No, well, not green, but let's do purple. This awareness becomes what the goal is in the beginning of meditation. That means finding a quiet place where we can be silent, where we can make an effort to allow the thoughts to flow through our mind, and not stop and get us fascinated or occupied with those thoughts. And most of our time is spent daydreaming or thinking. And then we move on. We develop some kind of peace. That's what I mean when I say silence develops. And that peace, that silence that results from meditation leads us to an awareness of the most important thing in life, which is love. Love is by far the most important thing in life. Whether it's eros, which is relationship of attraction to another human being, or to anything for that matter, and then, or whether it's philos, which is the Greek word for brotherly or sisterly love or family love, and then, of course, what we are talking about here is unconditional love. Now, we gather from our awareness and this inner peace that comes from our meditation and this unconditional love, a lot of energy. It's a new kind of energy that develops within us, this energy connects us to the universe. And once we become connected to the universe, we experience a whole new view of life, a whole new experience of life. And we find ourselves, for the first time, making that connection between why I'm here and why I exist. And then this is what allows us to really get in touch or contact for the first time with the unknown. Now, some people call that a dawning of illumination, enlightenment. Some of us call it finding God. Whatever it is, it's a contact, a personal contact, a new feeling, a new awareness, a new illumination. And that develops in us a different kind of alertness to what's going on in the world. And for the first time, we develop, or at least know, that we have an authentic self. I call it authenticity. We are real, and life becomes different. It becomes new. It becomes more exciting. And for the first time, we develop a spirituality. And that spirituality is what gives us a new understanding of what life is, a new understanding of what death is, because there's really ultimately no death, even though our bodies may cease to function and we may go to another level of being, another level of existence. Everything is immortal to a certain extent. The world is energy and it's material coming together around the whole concept of who we are created to be, and that's part of our discovery. Well, we're going to take another look at our concept of meditation as we go deeper into what awareness is, what inner peace is, what unconditional love is. We're going to talk about this new energy, and we're going to talk about connecting with the universe and connecting with the unknown, as well as this new alertness now that has resulted in this authentic self, this real self, who you really are, who I really am, and this spirituality that grows as a result of that. Look forward to our next session.